This is St. Louis Public Radio. With shows in New York, London, France, and Berlin under his belt, Kelly Walker has made a name for himself in the U.S. and international art world. The Georgia-born artist opened his first solo American Museum exhibition, Direct Drive, this month at the Contemporary Art Museum, but not without controversy. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jenny Simone reports, some are upset about the white artist's use of black bodies.
Kelly Walker is not the kind of person who commands a room. I meet him during the installation of his exhibition, Direct Drive, and when we shake hands, I'm struck by how tall he is and the contrast to his understated dress and soft-spoken tone. Around us hang floor-to-ceiling screen prints, brick paintings, and a full-size copy of one of the museum's walls. As an artist, he aims to comment on pop culture, propaganda, technology, and history.
No, I'm not talking about history you learned in school. My work kind of deals everything with like the rise of modernism and starting kind of close to, back to the Industrial Revolution and through sort of the beginning of the digital age.
Direct Drive brings in works from Walker's past shows, most notably Black Star Press and Schema. Both use images of black figures, one of the model and rapper Trina, scantily clad on the cover of King magazine, coated in scans of smeared toothpaste. The other uses a 1963 image of Birmingham police and dogs attacking a civil rights movement protester. The print is splattered with different shades of chocolate. Both works have garnered Walker a reputation for commenting on race in America. It's something Jeffrey Uslip has had in the works for the past 3 years, since he was appointed CAM's chief curator.
He is the one contemporary artist of our generation that is thinking through history, race, identity, and their lasting, evolving, and rotating implications.
Unsurprisingly, Walker's critics disagree.
He uses images of us being attacked and brutalized. He uses images of black women being over-sexualized, and he can't explain why.
That's Damon Davis, local interdisciplinary artist. He attended Walker's artist talk on the opening day of the exhibit and spoke during the Q&A session. A live stream of that talk has since been removed from CAM's Facebook, but I spoke with Davis afterward.
He rambled on and on about technology and color theory and just a bunch of surface-level rhetoric. And at the end of the day, he's using the images of us as controversy, the same way white people have been doing since the beginning of time. He's the epitome of white privilege. He does what he wants with the images of black people, and he doesn't have to be accountable to anybody. And he didn't expect anyone to walk in and ask him any real questions.
Davis has also taken to Facebook calling for a boycott of the exhibit, asking CAM to take down the work and issue an apology to the black community. Walker has since returned home to New York, but I asked him at the installation about past racial critiques of his work and why, as a white man, he uses black bodies as central figures.
The race issue? I think I deal with the body more so than race, and the body both being the mechanical or the machine, like the computer or the record player, as well as the body being an organic, material-based being.
This exhibit is not the first time audiences have spoken up about Walker's use of, quote, black images, whether it's pictures of celebrities like Whitney Houston or big moments in black history. It's a charge Walker responds to this way.
No one can answer the question who has and who doesn't have the right to whatever images.
Perhaps CAM anticipated the strong response to Direct Drive. They're co-hosting a panel on Thursday with Critical Mass for the Arts on art and the black body. You can see the show through December. I'm Jenny Simone, St. Louis Public Radio.